shirt, all kinds of stuff. So we're really happy with that relationship. The one thing that we would like to see, and believe me, we know there are problems in the community, but the thing that we really feel that's going to make the biggest difference isn't just, you know, going out and picking up dogs. It's going to be people being responsible pet owners. I mean, I have dogs. I think everybody here in the front row does. None of our dogs roam the streets. That's not fair to the animal, and it's not fair to the community. It's just not the right thing to do. I mean, I don't, you know, my dog's getting hit by a car, chasing another dog, scaring people. And that's not acceptable. So what we really would like to see is just a little bit more like, hey, shut your gate. You know, I mean, Shane lives across the street from a house. They've got a bunch of little dogs. They've got rolling gates that close. Those gates are never closed. They're always open, and those little dogs are always in the street. How hard is it to just be responsible? Shut your gate, patch the hole in the fence. If we had somebody that came to us and said, you know, my dog keeps getting out, I mean, we don't really have the funds to say, hey, we'll fix your fence, but we would at least like try and ask, is there anybody out there that has some chicken wire, board nails, whatever. We would rather try and help the person than take their animal away. So, you know, I would like to see more citations. If we can find the owners, maybe they'll take it seriously if they're given a warning, and they'll keep their animals behind the gate where they belong. I would definitely like to see that, and I would love to see more spay and neuter. We don't have the funds to do it. We've been able to help some people in the community, fortunately, because there are some other organizations in the area that do help with low-cost spay and neuter. We're working with the city's grant writer on a grant, and that would be like our ultimate goal, would to be able to do like a big community-wide spay and neuter and get like hundreds of animals fixed. It would solve so many problems if we could convince people that that's like the best possible thing that you could do, not only for your animal, but for like the community, because, you know, there are puppies being born and people don't know what to do with them, so they just give them away so somebody takes it. They don't really want it, but like their kids think it's cute, then it grows up and it's just in the backyard and it's, you know, not really being, and so they don't really care that much if maybe it gets out and runs around, and then it just becomes someone else's problem. And, you know, whoever, maybe the person walking down the street, maybe the person who hits it with the car, or maybe us when we end up with a dog that's been attacked by another dog. So, you know, we definitely would like to see kind of a community-wide effort. We will do obviously everything that we can do to help, but you know, our thing is if people just are do like some minor things, we wouldn't have so many problems. I mean, that's my firm belief. We just look at different communities around and how their animals are treated. As Chief said, you know, he lives in Clovis, he's like, we don't have these loose dogs in Clovis. Well, there are a lot of pet owners in Clovis, but I guess maybe they're a little bit more conscientious. Maybe they've been cited by animal control, you know, as far as, hey, your dog can't be running around. So definitely I think it's something that we can work on. But I think that in order to actually deal with the problem, not just kind of trying to clean up the mess, if we can get in front of it and maybe stop it before it happens, that would achieve a lot more and probably at a lot lower cost, as opposed to picking up animals and then euthanizing them because nobody claims them or we can't get them out of here. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a statement. Actually, what I wanted to know was, I know you mentioned that you do have that once a year summer spay and neuter event, right?
We would love to have it. We just need the funds for it.
Well, I mean, to me, you know, we've had several events here. We have a farmer's market, which is our 4th of July celebration here. And to me, it would have been great if you would go out there as a group, you know, put a table out there. I'm looking at these graphs right here, what you spent per year and everything and all what you guys do. Put them in front of the table and spread them out. And let the community know what you guys are doing, you know, and put a bucket out there so people can donate, you know, funds. Because, I mean, that's the best place where you can advertise or, you know, spread out what your nonprofit in the agency does.
Right.
You know,
and honestly mean we've done a few events in the past. We would like to. One of the biggest issues is most of us don't live in Orange Cove, and so it's just a matter of time trying to get enough people. But you know, we would like to participate more and have a little bit greater visibility. Maybe put some donation boxes in the different businesses, something like that.
Yeah.
Because you know, I think that we, not only do we want to help the animals, obviously, but we would like to make this community, like, you know, we want to help the people too. It's not just about the animals. We would like to be able to do more for the individuals and if they need help. I mean, we've definitely gone out, we vaccinated puppies, got people flea and tick medicine. I just took a litter of kittens, you know, from like a stray cat. So we are always trying to do the what we can. It's just, you know, we have a limited amount of resources and so we can, you know, whatever we can do. We're lucky we have really great volunteers. Yeah,
thank you very much. Okay, Chief, of the 173, how many citations did we get?
I'm not aware of any citations we've given, to be honest.
See, that's the problem. We have 173 dogs, and nobody said nothing.
We picked them up and gotten people to get rid of their dogs, but at this point, I know that they haven't done anything.
There was 24 that were returned.
Right. Yeah. Return to owner, but nothing was charged.
We have
a reclaim fee that it's like our charge $10 a day, except for the day they come in. So if people come and reclaim, we do charge a reclaim fee. Now, of course, we're telling people you need to go and get the dog license when you have proof of that. Come to us, we'll deduct that from your reclaim fee. But so far, like this year, we're already in July, we maybe only had 6 reclaims. We don't have a lot of reclaims in this city, as opposed to like, for example, I know Chowchilla, they probably have like a 30% reclaim rate. It's a lot higher in some other places. We just don't get a lot of dogs reclaimed here, unfortunately.
The majority of the dogs that we pick up, we very often pretty much know that they come from that house because they're going back there on a regular basis, but we go over there and they say, well, that's not my dog, and there's no way for us to cite them for being their dog if we can't really prove it. Yeah. And we will be, like I said, we are, I told Sergeant Pena, we need to start citing and do a little more.
It seems to me that if the people really love their dogs, they would pay.
Well, she said they
would be more responsible. We have to find a level of responsibility. You know, I know that if my dog is picked up, I'm going to go pay to get my dog back. I have to, okay? But we just have to make the people more responsible. If you can pick it up and you take it home, I think before they released it, they had to get everything, the shots and everything. And,
well,
you know, the whole
thing. We do, because when we pick up an animal, we do give them a vaccine, which protects against your common diseases, distemper, parvo, et cetera. Because, you know, we don't have a veterinarian on staff, obviously.
Yeah.
We can't do rabies or anything. And I wish that we could, for example, like Fresno Humane and City, they have the resources, they have a vet on staff, so they can do a rabies vaccine, they can microchip, they also have the funds to like take the animal, if the owner's in agreement, they'll just send that dog right off, or cat, whatever dog usually, for spay and neuter. I mean, it just, they just do it, I mean, you know, and I, someday, like, I would love to be able to say, hey, yeah, you know what, we'll pay for it, you can get us $20, we'll get everything done. We just don't have the money to do that right now. We would love to. Nothing would make us happier than to be able to say to someone, we will do it for you.
And nobody claimed 146? Nobody claimed it?
I think it's actually even more than that. 146 plus 5, so 151, I think, was the total of animals that were transferred out or adopted.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to address Mr. Garcia's comment about getting the literature. It's totally, you know, something that we've been working on because we had a Pizza Planet fundraiser. We had our literature out there and our people out there making people aware that we're there, because you're right, they don't know we're there. We've had 5 yard sales, and every time we have yard sales, literature is there. We are also producing a lot of the fundraising ourselves. Tractor Supply, we've attended several adoption clinics, and the literature is there, our animals are there. And this is all done in our own free time. But you're correct. We should be attending all of these events.
I'm talking about the larger ones, you know what I mean? Because those are great. And I know you guys have another venue with the tractor place, you know? But I'm talking about that's what the most people gather, you know?
Okay, and this is also what we're doing, Mr. Garcia. We have 30 kids in this community working towards educating them to educate the community. And we want to hit the schools. That's our next endeavor. But you're correct. Because if nobody knows we're out there, and they don't know, because we're so far in there, we still have to tell them there's an animal shelter here. And I'm so happy you said that, because our team, we're starting a new volunteer group, and we're going to have meetings monthly, where we're going to start working on that. And I'm gonna put that in my notes and make sure that that gets addressed.
And we are gonna start citing, you're gonna see a lot, we're gonna start citing people and hopefully that will head down.
I'm sorry, I should've said this when I was up there. We talked about this in the meeting about maybe making an announcement, Blackboard saying, hey, you know, we're gonna be, the city will be cracking down, if your animal's running loose, you will be cited. Maybe it won't make a difference, maybe it will, but it certainly isn't gonna hurt. So maybe just letting people know that it's taking this seriously and that, you know, close your gate. It honestly, it's sometimes, in most cases, I think it's really that simple.
Can you get that?
Can we?
I think that would be good. I like that idea, putting out Blackboard and letting them know. You know, we're gonna start, the city's gonna start cracking down if you don't, you know, take care of your animals the way you should be taken care of.
Our water bills.
Yeah.
We all get one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, when you send out a water bill, it's about educating the people of the community so that the citizens can understand that we're trying to do something. You know, it's not that we're against animals, you know. It's just that we get all the complaints and stuff, and I assure the people that we're going to do something. So you think, Chief, things will change?
Well, we'll see.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and let's go for a month and give us a report at the next city council meeting, a month from today.
And in the meantime, are we going to do Blackboard Connect and the water bill?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
I think we need to have both.
Yeah, I think both, because I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some people that don't get Blackboard Connect.
Yeah.
I don't even get it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if you just were to say whatever, I mean, obviously whatever you think, but then, and just a reminder, first offense is a warning, second, however much the fine is, then, you know, it might stick a little bit and I'll maybe, you know, think about it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, council, we're going to go to mayor and city council. Subject consideration and discussion regarding the city manager's position. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You want to report on that, Chief?
Well, just mayor and I have been talking. We need to put an ad out to see about recruiting the city manager. At this point, we don't have anybody. I know we haven't talked to anybody unless the mayor has. But, you know, we've talked about a city administrator and city manager. And, you know, my recommendation is that, of course, you go with city manager. An administrator is not going to have as much power or teeth to run the city than you would with by having city manager making sure that he's in top and oversight of everybody that's with him. So my recommendation is that we advertise for a city manager and get somebody as soon as possible. I don't know, you know, I'm getting emails all the time regarding stuff that Sam was involved with sometimes for 4 or 5 years, and I've got no clue as to what it entails. I mean, the examples that Ashby contract and that you got here, I don't have the time to devote as much time to the city manager job as is required. You know, I've got a lot of stuff in just full play with just the police department. You know, I've been trying to, you know, I get, I come in the morning, there's 35 emails for the city manager, and I've got another 20, 25 for the police department. But by the time I get to looking at the police department, you know, now it's already noon, and now I'm working in city manager's emails and trying to answer some of those. A lot of them, you get a lot of spam, and a lot of them you can just get rid of, but you got to open them all up and take a look. A lot of them to answer, and then there's a lot of projects going on right now, like with the Capitol Rivers project, and we're still trying to get this Calhoun grant so that we can continue with that, and just a lot of little things that keep popping up. We've got some litigation going on now that popped up this morning, and we're trying to get everything taken care of, and I don't have the time to devote as much time as I would like to it. You know, I'm coming in and I'm leaving late, and there's just, we need somebody that's really on top of what's going on in the whole city so that he can advise you, so you guys can make the best decisions. And my recommendation is that we go ahead and advertise for city manager. What the pay is going to be, it's going to be up to you guys. I don't know what city managers make. You know, I can tell you that Sam went to City of Parlier and and got considerable more money than what he's getting here. And I think if you want somebody that's capable and really want somebody good, you're probably gonna have to pay him. You know, there's somebody that's currently working for the city of Fresno that's got experience with water and water plants and also wastewater. And somebody like that is something that I saw his name at the office. And maybe you guys yourself, with your connection to the mayor, knows though. By talking to some of the city leaders, they've got somebody in mind that can do this job as city manager. But I think we need to go in that direction.
Well, I think that we've learned that Washington has been very fortunate. We hired some very good managers that did a lot for this community. We're the leading community in Fresno County. You know, Mr. Bill Little is in heaven. Alan Bengals in heaven. They were good people. They were hard workers, and they were here at 7:30 in the morning, every morning. They did a hell of a job. And we need to find somebody with the education, the experience, the knowledge, that know about municipal government, so that the council can basically be a policy maker instead of trying to tell them what to do. They should know what needs to be done and to be done, and to receive the ample information on subject matters so that this council can make, rational decisions. I asked Randall if he could give us an idea as to what did you think we ought to be paying a city manager in the city.
I looked into that, and quite frankly, Orange Cove is a very unique city. In terms of, I did a comparison because of population, but our failings in the fact that our sales tax base is so low.
Right.
I'm trying to come up with a fair and equitable package. And I've got some feelers out there to other people in finance, and they're going to give me some feedback.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe at the next city council meeting, can you give us a ballpark? Maybe we can start advertising like tomorrow. Give us a figure from this to this, based on that, on qualification.
Give me a couple of days, Mayor.
Okay. Okay, why don't we go ahead and authorize the chief and Randall to go ahead and work together and come up with something that they feel and go for, so we can start advertising, because we need somebody here.
So that when you advertise too, because I know you're pretty much in charge of that, right? Mm-hmm. The advertising part. Mm-hmm. What newspapers do you use, or what? Yeah.
Oh, I would use Reedley Exponent, Fresno Bee. I can go out to Tulare if you like, and Madera.
Because I know that magazine that we get, that Western City,
and they also
Western
City has got a great base out there.
They do, yeah, I've seen them. Mm-hmm.
You can get it posted online on that one that comes out almost every other day. I'll get that to you. They post all the job openings too. And I think that's at no charge. Western City.
Yeah, if we can get the word out there, within past this area.
See, the city has got
to
be
going to relocate here.
The city of Orange Cove, in order to survive, is going to be very aggressive in the development area. It will make a lot of money. Reddy has earned his salary 3-4 times because of what he does. And this city doesn't have an economic base. We don't have the big shopping centers and the big stores, and we don't have that. And the sense of regulation of the city people would be shocked what we did. Be shocked what we, it's all about grant money, and every time we get a grant, we get 10% of that money, we can use it among the staff and everything. And then you have your water, your sewer, your garbage. Those have to be paid. There's no ifs about it. And then we want somebody good. We need somebody that's going to really, get out and hustle for us. There's a lot of good individuals out there. Sanger, that individual has 2 degrees, Stanford and Harvard, working for the city of Sanger. Okay? And they pay $20,000 more than we do. Well, for somebody that caliber, shoot. The guy's a genius. He's very super intelligent.
Yeah, somebody can bring in businesses.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of being close to freeways and stuff that the businesses want to go to, but there's still businesses that are available.
Sure.
Have somebody that's real aggressive and and trying to do some recruits of business to come into the city.
Yeah, you know, it's I think that if Chief and Randall can get together and then come up with a figure and go ahead and let you know, and let's start advertising so that we can get somebody to come in as soon as possible, you know. And we'll get the word out, the word gets out, and people will be calling and stuff, and we can see what we got. Any other questions? Alrighty. Okay, and then we'll go to recommendations, consider the advertisement. Okay, so we have considered, is that consensus? Please official? Consensus? Go ahead and the Chief and Randall.
Go out and advertise it.
Come up with a figure within a couple of days, and they can come up with a figure to start advertising. Okay, we'll go to number 11. Subject consideration and discussion regarding the public works director position. Okay, council, you know, I want to recommend at this stage, because of the economics of our city, is that that's a position that's going to cost you over $120,000. Right now we have Mr. Angulo taking care of public works. I think with a little direction, I think he's doing a great job. The parks are being well kept. You know, the streets are being, you know, potholes and stuff. The parks are looking clean. And we can at least not spend something we don't have right now. You know, I'm really afraid to run the city into a deficit. I know that Mr. Angulo with the chief, and Ray, working with him, I think that giving him some directions and some of the things, I think Mr. Armour can get the word. I don't know, but the council, it's all about money. It's all about, you know what I mean? You know?
I would, myself, I would, I wouldn't want to bring on a public works director position. I mean, I don't think we can afford it. I really can, and I think our priority right now is to focus on the city manager position. I really do. It's too much on our plate right now with this. I mean, that's the way I feel.
That's good. I can say, you know, hopefully, you know, when things start looking better for the city of Orange Cove, that we get this new stores coming into town and stuff like that, new housing developments coming into town, I think we can do a lot better, you know. Okay. So we'll go ahead and it's informational only. Okay, now we'll go to a public forum. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to address the city council on items that are already on the agenda? Please come forward.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back, Diana.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome, finance director. I just want to give you an update, because I always give you an update. And I know everybody missed that last wonderful young man that came to represent us. Selma came, the kids came, and they wrote a 3-page report. They sat here, our Selma kids. This evening we have the honors of having Boys and Girls Club, Nancy and George. I'm very honored because, you know, they represent our kids. I represent 30 kids. They don't only come from Orange Cove, because I don't believe that we should close doors to anybody. My dogs are your dogs. I tell them like this: we're saving lives and we're molding children. These are the kids that are going to run this country. It's not us anymore. I just want to inform you on the things that we are doing, and it's really basic. Mr. Dodson is from our community. He used to be the Boy Scouts. He's going to be doing some trenching at the shelter because we're having flight bombs, and you know it has to be clean. We have kids there, and we provide foods and everything for these kids. He's going to start trenching. He's going to have some time off. He's going to donate his time. H&S is going to go and get the machine from Denver Lumber. They're going to donate their. I get 22 businesses in our communities to come and help us. We don't expect only handouts. I go out and hustle our money. All our people are from the community. And I'm not saying Orange Cove, because we deal with Wheatley kids, Anna Rosie kids, Selma kids, and Visalia kids. We take them all. Our van situation, we're going to work on that, because 2 weeks ago we got the van out of there. Mr. Chapa has done the honor of putting it together for us, and we have asked AutoZone to donate all our parts, and he's put them in there. Now we're just going to compensate what he spent on our, because you know we need to compensate him. He's a great mechanic. And, you know, in his opinion, we're doing an awesome job because we walk by there. We clean this area. We take our shovels because there's a lot of dogs pooping out there, not only ours. But we'd like you to know that. There's 22 people of businesses that are involved in this, 30 kids. I want to make sure our kids don't get forgotten because, you know, you miss that great paper that this boy wrote because there was this one child, and you have to hear this story because this is the most story that I think that we've done in the year and a half that we've been a nonprofit. I asked this little boy, I said, man, thank you so much for being so gracious as walking his dog. He goes, no. He had attempted suicide when he first came in, and he says, no, this dog saved my life. This dog became a therapy dog. He actually adopted this dog. And you know what? We're bringing therapy dogs out of this group. We don't know how we're doing it. We have 30 kids that are working with them. In conclusion, I want you to take a great chance on us because we're not there just for the glory or for the money because we're not getting paid. I was told by our chief that I'm there at least 8 hours a day, and I am. I brought a lot of dogs back to health with my own means. I've spent a lot of my own revenue on what I do. Every yard sale has brought $500 into our shelter, and I work really hard at it. I don't even know how I manage, but I want you guys to know I am totally, totally gracious about what you have done. Please don't give up on us. Don't give up on my kids. Because I'm not only saving dogs, I'm saving children too. It's like one farmer told me, Bertha, do you realize I'm not helping you for your dogs? I said, how in the world is that? What does that mean? He goes, I'm helping you because you've saved lives of children. Because those children are the ones that are going to run this community. And you're showing a great example. And I just want to thank you and commend you because I'm not here to fight with anybody. Because I'm a fighter. You know, Diane, I'm a fighter. But I don't fight if I know that I'm going to risk the life of my dogs. And I just want to thank you for letting us be here as the graciousness of my animals because you know what? They're my life. I want you guys to know that. They're my life. And I never want to bore you with that, but I just want to know that I'm going to keep you updated because you told me you needed me here. And I've been here, but you missed that last meeting. I wish you would have seen my boy. My boy was so, you knew that Martin was something special because one day he's going to be out here with us. Because we showed him how to do that. That's what we do. We teach children to be compassionate and show, you know, that there is a solution and we're going to work with you guys. I will fight as hard as I can and you guys can depend on me. I will not give up. I'm not just going to walk away. I will help. You call me, I'll be there. Regardless of any indifferences. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the audience? Yes, sir. Come forward.
So we all have passions, right? You know, everybody's is different, but taking care of those dogs and the occasional cats is Bertha's passion.
And ours.
And she has given us opportunity to share our passion with her. She has spent so much time and effort into the animal shelter that it's really hard to run it on your own, and we've seen how much it has changed since we started. There's been some new features and it looks cleaner. There's actually more dogs. They're in, I would say, good condition. And it gives young people like us and younger people to an opportunity to volunteer in case they need the volunteer hours. And maybe an opportunity to learn something.
Being part of the Boys and Girls Club, we committed ourselves to volunteer once a month. We're very busy people, as you guys know, but that commitment to us has changed the way we see it. To be honest, at the beginning, I knew nothing about animals. I own animals, but I do not go outside.
after volunteering with Bertha, I learned so much. I go out and feed the dogs. My parents were like, are you serious? Like, get the paso. And it's true. And having the animal shelter there and being able to go and help her out has changed all of our lives, I feel like it. We only go once a month, but the people who started joining us going once a month have gone more than once a month, and they continue volunteering. Emily goes more than once a month, and it's just amazing the change that a dog shelter can do to a child's life.
Sure. Great. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your service for the community.
It's our pleasure.
You know, all of us, we love dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, but when I go to the store, I get beat up every time by the people. They beat me up all the place. And the dogs happen to be right there, always around me, the dogs are around me. You know, but I'm telling them we're trying to do something positive. All right? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anybody else in the audience? Okay, being none, then we'll go to city manager report. In turn.
We basically covered everything I had already.
Thank you, sir. City attorney.
Nothing for open session.
City council.
Well, the only thing I want to say is we had a very good 4th of July celebration. Very well attended. I mean, it was really well attended, and like everybody was having a good time. It really was. And I thought it was a very good show, actually. But it was good. I think a lot of people were very excited about it. And other than that, I mean, I'm just totally so happy to see what a difference, you know, you guys are making on kids, you know, and it shows, you know, it really does. And I know Bertha, you're committed. When you make a commitment, you make a commitment. And I do know about you. And you know, I support you guys, I do, and we want the best for our community, and I know you guys are doing the best you can. And like I said, I mean, we're gonna be supporting you and backing you in the most we can. You know, financially, this is kind of hard.
We're not scared of working.
Yeah. So, you know, like, I wish we could give you money, really. I wish we could give you $100,000, but,
you
know,
I'm not
complaining
about the money. I'm not.
And it's, like I said, I would love to, but this point is kind of hard, but if we can get a grant out there, you know, it would be great. It really would be great. So, thank you for the hard work.
Mister?
I also attended the 4th of July show and was glad to see so many faces, the community coming together and celebrating the Ryan here and his family and also the plaques that we gave to the other veterans. I also want to thank Bertha for what you do with not only for the dogs, but these children and the adults that work with you.
It's all my volunteers. I'm not solo. I have a lot of people behind me.
Yeah. And for the police department and also fire department, thank you for always being there and being present, working hard for us.
Thank you, sister.
I'd just like to thank just the focus group for coming out and presenting, you know, what you're about, what you're doing. And I really like to hear, like, when you're saving lives, and it's not only the dogs, but you're working with the young people. I love young people. I work with young people, and I'm just like, I get excited when I hear stuff like that, because I mean, in my job, I mean, I'm a high school teacher, and I hear a lot of stories. I mean, when kids are cutting themselves, or, you know, they want to die. And but to hear, you know, that this young man was rescued, you know, the dog served as therapy. I mean, that's amazing. That is amazing. And I just like to commend you for your hard work. I know your dedication, but I already know that you love dogs. I mean, I thank God that, you know, he has raised some people here in Orange Cove that are going to take over that responsibility, because I love dogs, but I don't have that commitment, you know, to them. I mean, I have two dogs and three cats. The three cats are in the front. They don't go to the back. And my dogs are in the backyard. Yeah, I have three cats now. Well, anyway, I mean, pets are a wonderful thing to have, but you need to be responsible. And I think working together, we can inform this community of how, you know, to be responsible, because maybe they don't know. They haven't been taught how to be responsible. And it's hard, you know, when you own a pet and you don't have a fence. You know, how are you going to do that? So, you know, educating is a great part of this, and, you know, we'll work on something together. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Okay, my report is that on 4th of July, I have to say that it was one of the best in the history of the city. I want to thank Manuel Ferrar, the Chamber of Commerce, and the veterans for being there helping us. And I remember last year, we honored several veterans that served this country, you know? And then somebody handed me a note that we had some young men in Orange Cove that served in Iraq, 2 terms. And I said, wow. So this time I asked for research. I said, let's get some research. So the young man that we honored was so shocked. He had tears in his eyes when he came up to, you know, asked him to say something. He said he couldn't say nothing. He said he couldn't believe it. That it's such an honor that those are the heroes. Those guys are the ones that protect this country, serve this country, and they serve it well. And we as citizens of this community need to recognize those. We need to I feel so good, you know. And I sat there all night with Manuel and Mr. What's his name, the gentleman, Mr. McKinney. You know, he couldn't believe it. He is so honored and so proud to be there. You know, some of the cities don't even have 4th of July. You know, I don't want to mention names, but it's all economics. You know what I mean? We love to spend some of our money on this community of Orange Cove that deserves it, and it's beautiful. I think it adds a lot of credibility to us, to the community, that we're celebrating, you know, America, and we're celebrating our veterans.
Anybody that knows any veterans, send them my way. I'd be glad to talk to them, because we need somebody. We're all getting old over there.
All
right. Older, fewer every month almost.
No. Yeah. I'm not getting old, man.
You're already past it.
And we hire a band. They paid for 4 hours. People are dancing away, you know, and peaceful. Okay? There's no drinking or nothing. You know, peaceful, it's family, and all the fun is going to enjoy. And it was a beautiful show. I loved the display of fireworks. That was beautiful. First class.
That's the best one we've ever had.
Yeah. Okay, and then I went to Sacramento and I met with a Senate Pro Tem. He's number 2 Hispanic in the state of California. And I'm going to honor him in Orange Cove here in July 25th, having a luncheon with all the Latinos. I am the chairman of the Latino elected officials. We're going to honor him at the community center, and the Latino Water Coalition and all the other members are going to finance the situation. And we're just going to let them use our building, and I'm going to honor him on behalf of the city of Orange Cove. This young man came from a single mother from Tijuana, and he's the number two guy in the state of California, and I need his support, because we're going to build a dam for $3 billion. And I am a member of the commission. I'm a member, and I want to see this happen. We've been working 12 years on securing water for the city of Orange Cove. Orange Cove does not have any water unless it comes out of that canal. There's no water in that canal. We have a community. That's why I'm so adamant to make this a success. And I'm real proud that I have not missed one meeting on the new JPA. And everybody has paid their dues. Okay, so we're ready to submit in August the 14th. We submit the application. It's a final deadline, and we're ready to submit. They've done all the work possible. We have an excellent proposal. We have Senator Feinstein and Kamala Harris, our 2 senators, state senators. They're supporting us, and now we're working with the state of California. That's why we're bringing the Senate Pro Tem to Orange Cove, because we're going to have a lot of the farmers and a lot of the business community, and all the leaders will be here in Orange Cove. And I just wanted to do that. He accepted my invitation. And June's been working on it for me. Some of the farmers wanted to provide an airplane to fly him in. They offered their planes. So that was an excellent gesture. Maybe we can land here in Reedley and bring him and spend 3 hours. I'd like to take him to one of the packing houses. I'd like to take him to the childcare center. Just show him what it's all about. This is Orange Cove. This is, look at our high school, you know. And I'm going to invite the superintendent and of course, Chamber of Commerce members and the city council will be invited. My staff will be invited. This is a big opportunity to have somebody of that caliber. This guy has a lot of juice, a lot of influence. And we need that. I need that. I need somebody that's going to back me up when I need something for Orange Cove. Okay? I also attended a meeting with the mayor of Fresno. I wanted the mayor of Fresno to join us, to go ahead and join the JPA, because it costs $100,000 membership. We're in the second $100,000, so the mayor's going to give us $200,000. The mayor is dynamite. He's an excellent mayor, and he said he's going to support us 100%. Okay? Then we met with the CDP, of all people, the Central Valley Project. They were not members. And I couldn't believe that. So I met with them. We met with them last week. We met with their executive committee, and they said, we're going to join. We're going to join. We're going to pay our dues. They're going to pay $200,000 to join. Okay? So we have a hell of an organization from five counties. The Indians are with us. The Table Mountain, they're with us. And we have some water districts that are with us, but now we have Central Valley Project. So I'm going to be honored. That's going to be historic. If I can be part of that, of building that dam, that's going to be probably one of the biggest things I've ever done as a mayor of the city of Orange Cove, because I was the one that came up with the idea to do that. I formed the Latino Water Coalition, which I'm sharing today. I share the Latino Water Coalition. And we've been able to go throughout the whole state, through the nation, to the state, bringing people together. We've had Los Angeles is a member. A Latina is a member of the Latino Water Coalition. She's from Metropolitan Los Angeles. That's big time, all right? And she joined. She's a member, and she's very adamant, and she's real sharp, and I really like her, you know? So, anyways, I just want to report some of the things that I'm doing as a mayor of City of Orange Cove, and we're here to serve you. So, any further business? I think we're going to go into...
Closed session.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.